White Russian, a Buried on Sunday fanfiction snippet, written and read by Malinpoodle. Ottawa gave Gus a headache. A headache, a foul temper, and a powerful thirst, and an intense longing to get home to the man with the long legs and the improbable hair and the devastating smile that had doubled the gate at the miniature golf course within a month of his arrival in Gus's life and his business bed and heart. White Russian? The woman had slipped onto the bar stool beside Gus minutes earlier, eyeing first his profile and then his collar. In the mirror behind the arrayed liquor bottles, Gus could see the warped reflection of her smile, secretive and predatory. She was manicured, coutured, lacquered, buffed and polished, slick and hard. She gestured at his drink, but Ottawa always put Gus in a perverse mood. A distant ancestor, yes, but most of that branch of the family were orthodox. Gus enjoyed her quickly camouflaged perplexity more than he ought. He'd have been merciful if she hadn't tried to hide it. And there was my great-grandfather on my mother's side. He fled to the Netherlands back in 1919. She was looking trapped now, her carefully cultivated little smile a defensive baring of teeth. Oh. If she'd made it a question, he would have let her off the hook. Too bad. Yeah, I know. To look at me, you'd think I came from a Bolshevik line. She shifted on her stool, glanced quickly around her. Of course. More teeth, a hint of fear. His conscience finally caught up to him. I need to go home, he said, and stood. This place is toxic. It might have been a final blow, or a gesture of appeasement, when he opened his box of smokes and slipped one out, offering it to her. White Russian, he said. Hand-rolled. My country's newest cash crop. The end. This has been a reading of White Russian, a Buried on Sunday fanfiction snippet, written and read by Malinpoodle.